David. He's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you may commence with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
After Lebo, you're going to be the next Greg Udell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
And now, a star is born. On June 10th, 1922, the world welcomed little baby Judy Garland.
Congratulations, it's a girl. Oh, it's cold out here, isn't it? I know, little one. There's no place like womb.
Judy Garland, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. House Judiciary Chair Jerry Nadler opening hearings today on the special counsel's probe into Russian election meddling, commenting on the president's efforts to interfere.
His report, the special counsel describes 10 separate incidents in which the president attempted to change the scope or direction of the investigation, which ended altogether.
Republicans accusing House Democrats of pushing for a do-over of the Mueller investigation. John Dean, former White House counsel to President Nixon, testifying today. An investigation underway into why a helicopter crashed onto the top of a midtown Manhattan building this afternoon, sparking a fire. Fire officials say the pilot was killed in the crash just north of Times Square. Gains on Wall Street as tensions ease over possible Mexican tariffs. The Dow closing 79 points higher, the S&P gaining 13, with the NASDAQ rising 81 points. This is Fox News.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Happy Father's Day, Daddy!
I'm afraid she's got a father's libido.
My dad's smarter than your dad.
We have the same dad, idiot.
Yeah, but mine's smarter.
Partying with the cool kids. I am a very proud dad right now.
My dad used to say, opinions are like butts. Everybody's got one.
Daddy's home.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Are you gonna be a good boy for your father?
I love you, you freaking son of mine.
Oh, come to Papa.
My dad will not control me from prison.
You're the best daddy ever.
Papa, you look like a porn star from 1977.
Who's your big daddy?
Who is your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Who's your daddy?
Always will be a nation of immigrants.
Where's that coming from?
I have no idea.
Where is that coming from? Oh, probably this La Brea Tar Pit story. All right, everybody stand by for this important announcement.
It's time for our call-in for Carrot's name, and it's a new hour, new name. We have Belinda Green. Belinda Green, you have the rest of the hour to call 396-5477. Belinda Green. If you call in, you'll be qualified to win that one carat forever marked diamond that is appraised at $10,000 from News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite's. If you would like to register and listen out for your name, then go to our website, newstalk931.com, and click on the banner, register your full name, and then be listening for your name throughout the day. You'll have an hour to call in at 396-5477. This hour's name, Belinda Green.
That's Jay Scott. Join him every morning around 7:15 for Random Facts, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz at 4:05.
Thank you, Jay.
He's a good guy.
He is. He is a good guy.
He's a great guy.
He is.
But I we'll talk about his quirks some other time.
He's listening.
It's nothing bad or, you know, goofy or... Jay is Jay. Jay is as uniquely individual as anyone I've ever met in my entire career.
Yes.
And if you can't get along with Jay Scott, then you definitely have the same thing with... If you can't get along with Rosie, do you think for 1 minute I'm going to blame her? No. There are just some people that that have that gift. Last hour and this morning, because it's still funny, and there are always people tuning in, so you may have missed it. But our most electrifying story of the day, brought to you by Mr. Electric, was this man from Pennsylvania who has come up with yet another cause for what he perceives as a major outbreak and more tornadoes. Again, I can't hear this often enough.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the count of, you want to know why?
On the count of,
when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, those traffic circles are the reason. First of all, statistically, this has really been a normal year for tornadoes. Just that anybody could come up with that and believe it, it's the whole climate change hoax. Last Friday, I don't know, you were here.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Friday we had the story about Glacier National Park?
Yes.
They had already so bought in hook, line, and sinker to Al Gore's inconvenient hoax that they had signs saying these glaciers you're seeing will be gone by 2020. They're still there. They're not going to be gone in 2020 or 2025 or any other year. They're still there. In fact, not there were. I remember Drudge ran the headline: ski resorts close will be coming to an end in Utah and other places. No, no. In fact, I believe some resorts this year had so much snow that was the problem. Not enough snow, but too much snow was an issue for some. So this bonehead here, Mr. And listen, this is Pennsylvania Dutch, if I'm not mistaken, the way this guy speaks. I've heard this before.
We didn't have tornadoes here.
We didn't have tornadoes until they started putting in.
Until we started putting into traffic circles.
The traffic circles, okay?
Because on the count of, you want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
But listener Morris Drinneberg astutely pointed out that this man and this woman could either be related or good candidates for a relationship.
Missing is all that's going on there. Now, Donna, you got quite the vent today. It sounds like, what's going on with you?
Well, I wanted to voice my opinion on something that's been bothering me for a really long time.
Okay.
I tried writing the newspaper and contacting TV stations, but nobody seems to want to stay with this. So I'm calling you guys.
Okay, what's the issue?
Well, over the past few years, I've been involved in three separate car accidents involving deer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the population and everything. Each of these incidents, they've occurred shortly after I saw a deer crossing sign on the highway. Well, my frustration is that Minnesota and North Dakota Departments of Transportation would allow these deer crossings to be in such high traffic areas. I mean, I've even seen them on the interstate. Why are we mm-hmm. encouraging deer to cross at the interstate? I don't get it. That's such a high traffic area. I mean,
you know,
I understand that deer are wild animals. They need to travel across the streets occasionally to survive. And, you know, of course, to find food. But it seems to me that so irresponsible of us to allow these deer crossings to be in areas where these deer are so likely to be struck by oncoming traffic. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
You know, we've never really learned for sure that she was legitimately that stupid, but she sure makes a run when you listen.
We didn't have tornadoes here
tornadoes.
Until we started putting into traffic circles.
Because
on the count of, you want to know why?
Why?
When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
I think she could give him a run for his money easily.
I think so.
Harlow?
Mm-hmm.
That's a very exotic name. Harlow.
Hey, how are you? Is this Mr. Brudell?
It's Mr. Brudell.
Or Mr. Brudell, my daddy used to listen to y'all all the time. His name was Jerry Swain. He was the biggest listener of 93.1 that you would ever want to meet. He had, in fact, we still got his radio sitting on the front porch tuned to 92, tuned to 93.1. It's tuned there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Anyways, unfortunately, we lost my daddy last week.
Man, I am because, so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he passed in his sleep last week, and like I said, he was one of the biggest listeners y'all had, and I just had to call and tell y'all that.
Well, our condolences to you and the family, and
thank you so very much, Mr. Grudel. I appreciate it.
As someone else who lost his dad, let me offer you one little piece of wisdom. Think of the things that you shared together and the things you enjoyed together, and celebrate those. Don't run from them because they may make you emotional. Include him in almost anything that used to be part of your routine together. Go to a restaurant you used to enjoy, or go to dinner. Stuff like that. Don't run from those. Celebrate him that way.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that we used to do. We used to have all day long jam sessions because I'm a DJ and I got like a 2,000-watt sound system. Mm-hmm. And we used to listen to old country music all the time on the front porch. And one of his favorite songs was The Walk of Life by the Dire Straits. He had to hear that all the time. In fact, we played that at his service, too.
Well, I am so sorry to lose somebody who was such a good friend to this show and this radio station. And I appreciate you making us aware of that. And I
no
know
problem,
this audience
no problem.
Will all keep you in our thoughts.
Please do, because I really need it right now. Not only did I lose my dad last week, but 2 months ago I also lost my partner of almost 8 years.
So I'm
going through it.
You see, what were we talking about just a few minutes ago, Rosie? You know, talking about trying to get perspective. And in less than half an hour, we've spoken with somebody who's been through far
tremendous
worse
loss.
Yeah, and there's no reversing that kind of loss. Thank you for the message and for the perspective you've given everybody listening today.
And thank you for having me on. And I just want to say before I go, if there's someone, if you're listening to this and there's someone in your life that you love or something that you want to do, don't hesitate. Don't wait till tomorrow because tomorrow may not be here. Do what you want to do today and tell who you love that you love them today because tomorrow you may not get that chance.
Thank you, Harlow.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much. God bless y'all. Bye-bye now.
You too.
An amazing phone call. Well, you know what we got to do. And we're going to do it in just a minute. 414 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Another serious situation that can occur in life is divorce. And it can happen in so many different ways. Sometimes two people come to the conclusion that life is short. As he just pointed out, we're not really happy, so let's go in separate directions. We'll keep it respectful. But even under those kind of so-called good conditions, you'll still have two adults who will be seeking the best arrangement they can exit the marriage with. And then you have the ones we all hear the stories about, the ones they make the movies about. In any event, no matter what the situation, for men, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are experienced and prepared to look out for your best interests moving forward. My advice, having done it wrong, is to turn it over. That's the biggest lesson you can learn in life. Let go and let God.
Okay, thank you so much.
So you can focus on yourself and being in a state of mind where you're ready to move on with your life in a good shape. When you try and manage it on your own, it's just not good. Let all the legal stuff be taken care of by two women who are experienced and will fight and negotiate to get you, especially when there's custody issues involved. There's still prejudices against men in the court system here. We saw a little bit of that ourselves in our family not too long ago. Let them handle that and take care of the, so you can focus on all the things that are going to be changing in your life moving forward. They may seem small, they may seem insignificant, but you know what? When you add them all up, it is a major life-changing event. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, to see the difference they've made for men whose situations they've handled, go to divorceformenalabama.com. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, read the testimonials at their website, divorceformenalabama.com, or call them at 819-4810. please mention you're a News Talk listener so that you'll get a generous discount on your consultation fee. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Balake.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 4 o'clock hour, and things look pretty good out on the roadways for this time of the day. We don't have a lot of problems on the boulevard. It's moving along pretty well with slowdowns around the intersections. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any trouble for you there, and the 31s look good. We do have a lot of traffic building up in the Taylor Road-Atlanta Highway area. That's extending out to Vaughn Road. And we see one accident. It's off the boulevard on Strathmore Drive, so if you're headed into that area, please be careful. Fall semester classes at Tredham State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
All right, now that we have your undivided attention, and I was just texted a photo of this, 85 southbound just north of the boulevard, there is a truck in flames. It's some type, it's got stuff strapped, it's a flatbed with stuff strapped down. It's hard to tell what that is. It looks, is that wood? Yeah, it looks like wood. And the entire cab of this truck is an inferno. Let's hope that the driver is okay, but this looks like something that could become a huge issue.
Yes.
So southbound 85, and if I'm stuttering, it's only because I'm sending this on to Mr. Balake.
Just happened.
Yeah. So, and I want to thank, I don't know who sent this, but because I don't have a name with the number, but thank you very much for thinking this. And please do that anytime you have something that seems to have just happened on the roads, because we can often get it out there faster that way than waiting for it to go through channels.
We had two callers call in also to let us know. So okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we appreciate that. It is 419, and we've got local news, Rich's forecast, and then we're back.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Six Republicans are facing off in a primary tomorrow for the House District 74 seat, replacing Dimitri Palisos, who passed away. The race could end in a runoff between the top two finishers, and there is one Democrat who awaits that general election. And Hope Inspired Ministries is moving out of the historic Old First Presbyterian Church building. First Baptist owns the building and has plans to tear it down. And Alabama Power is closing offices across the state, including several here in the central Alabama area. And finally, today marks the third anniversary of Mike Hubbard's conviction on ethics violations. He is awaiting an Alabama Supreme Court decision that could send him to prison. Hubbard is the former Speaker of the Alabama House of Representatives and had been one of the most powerful politicians in the state. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This persistent wet and steamy pattern will be fading away later in the week. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast. Could be some heavy downpours in spots. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow and Wednesday, a sun and cloud mix. Not as many storms around, but still some spotty storms will be roaming around. High temperatures will be in the mid-80s, lows tonight in the upper 60s. And then, as we get into late week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, drier weather, good bit of sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at WholesaleHunter.com. That's WholesaleHunter.com. Again, WholesaleHunter.com.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, I just went down to the thinking stoop and stood up, and you can see the smoke from the truck fire on I-85 southbound. I just got an update. The driver is okay. Left lane is blocked. Some people call me Eric, but I've never heard you call me that. Thank you. What's interesting is, looking at 85 southbound, there's hardly a car, because this has really tied things up. I think the only people that are able to go southbound are people who get on 85 from that ramp
right there,
on the
yeah.
Southern Boulevard. Truck full of wood, heavy flames, heavy black smoke. Thank you, Marianne, for that. And anybody else who observes anything that would be useful to this, this is going to be a big story throughout the afternoon. Again, that's 85 southbound just before Eastern Boulevard. Truck on fire at 424.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Trustworthy, accurate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We had a very moving phone call a few minutes back from Arlo. We talked about his dad, who he lost just the other day, and this was his favorite song. He was a devoted News Talk listener, and we dedicate this.
Yeah.
dedicated to Jerry Swain. I'm such an emotional person. It is just about 4:30, and we have a serious traffic situation on 85 southbound with a truck on fire. Now, the photo, I've received a couple of photos on this. The cab is ablaze, and it seems to be a flatbed carrying a load of wood. I would hope that the fire department has been able to get that under control quickly. Hey, just got some breaking news from Old Reliable 84.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Auburn headed to the College World Series. They won the Super Regional today, 14-7 over UNC.
There you go.
You get him, Swami. In fact, it was Swami. I was supposed to go to the Hotel Tallahassee with to try that brunch. And then we found out about the chef. What an afternoon this has been. It's been fun and emotional, but unusual.
Yes. But that's why people love you. That was Harlow, but I'll tell you about it.
Good idea.
Yes.
I think with all that's going on with this wreck, it's time to find Balake.
Balake! Where is Balake at?
Montgomery Skywatch with a serious problem on I-85 southbound this afternoon. We have an 18-wheeler that is on fire, and it is in the left-hand lane as you approach the boulevard. Traffic is stopped completely at that location right now. We anticipate that they will open up some outside lanes eventually. But right now, you need to avoid I-85 exit on Taylor Road and go around that area. It's going to take a while to clean that one up. Traffic on the boulevard's moving along pretty well at this time. Be careful with a lot of traffic headed that way, avoiding the I-85 problem. The traffic on I-65 is moving along at a speed limit ride. We don't see any problems there. Be careful. Get where you're headed safely this afternoon. The pickup trucks have invaded, and Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is overloaded. The selection has never been better, and they have to go. Let Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter help you put one in your driveway. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right. Other than southbound 85, things seem to be relatively normal at this point in the afternoon rush at 4:32. Happy Father's Day from John Lee Paint. That's the message on the sign. I always take a look to see, and I change it every few weeks, Charles Bubba Turner. And I'm not sure where he sources his words of wisdom, but I love them. Salt and pepper do not change the taste of your words.
So true.
You think sometimes I overseason my language here? A little too much hot sauce?
Possibly.
Sometimes I can't help it, because in addition to being an emotional mushbag, as we just heard, I'm also passionate.
Yes.
Which can be a good thing. John Lee Paints on Coliseum Boulevard is a great local business for those of you who anticipate a painting project. If it's outside, for starters, let's go with John Lee Paint launching their own brand, and it's solar proof. This is an exterior paint that has built-in resistors to prevent the development of mildew. So if you paint the outside of your home a bright color, a white or a bright yellow or whatever the trim, the mildew is not going to collect in this and make it look, you know, schmutzy. You have to blast it off with a pressure washer. So it's mildew resistant and is ready to stand up to whatever weather Alabama can throw at it. For the interior, John Lee is still home for Richards Paint, which is an interior brand that will absolutely give you the best possible coverage. Now, a paint is as good as the person applying it and the equipment they're using. So if any doubts, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, the pros know the answer to these questions. But a lot of do-it-yourselfers choose John Lee Paint because of the products they carry, the quality, and they know they can ask questions like, what's the best roller to use on a surface that's a little bumpy? I couldn't answer that, a thick one or a thin one? Ask them. They'll be able to give you the answer to that because this is the universe they live and breathe. So there's no such thing as a dumb question when it comes to your time and the hard work you put in for the right outcome. They're at 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. Please tell them you heard about them here on News Talk. That guy would be our buddy, Mr. Bubba Turner. At 4:34, we've got local news, Rich's forecast, and Fox Business, and it was all good today.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Hope Inspired Ministries is moving out of the historic old First Presbyterian Church building. First Baptist owns that building and has plans to tear it down. And Alabama Power is closing several offices across the state, including many in the central Alabama area. And six Republicans are facing off in a primary tomorrow for the House District 74 seat, replacing Dimitri Palicos, who passed away. The race could end in a runoff between the top two finishers, and there is one Democrat who awaits that general election. And finally, today marks the third anniversary of Mike Hubbard's conviction on ethics violations. He is awaiting an Alabama Supreme Court decision that could send him to prison. Hubbard is the former Speaker of the Alabama House of Representatives and had been one of the most powerful politicians in the state. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This persistent wet and steamy pattern will be fading away later in the week. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast. Could be some heavy downpours in spots. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow and Wednesday, a sun and cloud mix. Not as many storms around, but still some spotty storms will be roaming around. High temperatures will be in the mid-80s, lows of night in the upper 60s. And then, as we get into late week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, drier weather, good bit of sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks ending higher with the Dow posting its sixth straight session of gains. Wall Street boosted today by relief over the White House's decision to drop a threat to hit Mexico with tariffs on billions of dollars of goods. With the Dow rising 79 points, the NASDAQ up 81, S&P 500 up 13. And private equity firm Apollo Global Management will be snapping up Shutterfly and Snapfish in an all-cash deal valued at over $2.5 billion. Apollo plans to combine the two companies to create a big player in online photo services. And shares of Beyond Meat continue to sizzle on Wall Street, closing up another 21% higher. The plant-based meat alternative company has been on a tear since reporting its first quarterly results last week, the stock closing above $168 a share, well beyond its initial public offering price of $25 in early May. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP, and we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
They say that diamonds are a girl's best friend. You've heard that diamonds are forever. And if you've got a name, you could win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Newstalk 93.1 and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. Call in for carats. A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and Newstalk 93.1.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
Can't be with your dad this Father's Day? Well, move over, Siri, and put Daddy on your phone.
Daddy, can you give me directions to the mall?
How old are you? You want me to hold your hand too, huh?
Daddy can help you with anything.
Daddy, open the Tinder app.
Oh, no. None of those meatheads are good enough for my little girl.
But, Daddy!
No buts. You march right back up to your room, young lady. And put some more clothes on, will you, huh?
Hey, Daddy, search for what's on TV tonight.
Searching the web for how to motivate a lazy, good-for-nothing ingrate.
Daddy, the Father's Day personal assistant.
What do you want for Father's Day, Daddy?
I want you and your idiot brother to leave me the hell alone.
All right, again, a reminder, we have a traffic situation on southbound 85 that until we're told otherwise is a pretty big issue with a truck fire near the boulevard. And we'll check in with Balaki again in about 10 minutes to get any updates, any information you see. I didn't have time. I was going to run down to the thinking stoop and see what I could see from there. Because 10 minutes ago, 12 minutes ago, whenever I was down there, there were like a car every 10 seconds going southbound at 85 on this side of Eastern Boulevard. So that's expected to be an issue for a while. Now, every time you ask the question, how low can they go, the Democrats find new depths to which they can take their depravity. This headline, I'm going to post this on Facebook. CNN edits headline after asking, quote, how black will the royal baby be? CNN, how black will the royal baby be? CNN asking the question.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Exactly my point. Does it matter to you? As long as the baby's healthy, who gives a damn?
And what business is it of theirs?
Honest to God, you know what? They're always throwing racial insults at conservative Nazis and all this. You are the racists! Yeah. You're the ones that got the problem. You're the ones that still act like it's 1965 and this society hasn't moved an inch. You know why? Because you've infantilized and treated people of color like your pets, Democrats. You poor hell. Look what we're going to do for you. No, look what we've done to you. And I can offer up almost any large American city that with each passing day becomes a bigger, more indebted all of a place to live. Thanks to Democrats. They're the ones with the racial issue. How black will the royal baby be?
It's definitely not PC.
Who thinks about it?
Yeah.
It never occurred to me.
Mm-mm.
Honest to God, you know, people of different races, you know, in a way it's a shame we can't dial the clock forward 150 years, because in 150 years, there will have been enough interracial marriage where the average person will be mocha. This is what anthropologists predict. I don't know if 150 years is exact. I remember that number, and it was a story that was published a couple of years ago, but that's where we're headed. And you know what? I wish we could get there right now. So that we could, but you see, that will not serve politicians. They got to have colors to point at. And groups, you know, instead of respecting the individual, they put people into, they lump them into a group. And they expect. Look at how blacks who are conservative like Candace Owen are treated like freaks. because they're not marching in lockstep with the same stuff that the Democrats and the left have been telling them for the last 60 years. Some people are actually waking up. You know what? The separate water fountains are gone and things like that. That's why I said way back when this show was on AM station in the afternoon. It wasn't too long before I addressed, because you hear about Alabama and so many people are really ignorant about Alabama until they get here and meet the people. And I'm not exaggerating here. I talked to people in Florida who thought there were like Klan meetings advertised on church signs or lodges and stuff like that. It's unbelievable. The people here are really, really nice. You
and
know?
For the most part, we get along.
We get along just fine.
Yeah.
Without any laws being passed or anything else. I am only bringing this up because it was a moment from my day yesterday that really made me feel good. It was an African-American man. He'd probably punch me for just labeling him with that. But he came up to me at Costco and gave me a hug and he says, you know, when I watch you guys in the morning, I love you and the group on Channel 8, but it also pisses me off because then when that segment's over, I know I have to get out of bed and get ready for work. It was wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, and things like that happen all the time. There are people.
It shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter.
And to most, it doesn't. But to CNN and left-wing kooks, you know why? Because they're mirroring their own fears and insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
So many of these wonderfully gifted liberals live behind walls like Pelosi and the Obamas in Washington and all of that, or way above it. You know, you got to go through 15 layers of security to get to their Upper West Side condo in New York City. Then they come down to the streets where us real people are and then lecture us on how we should be. It's 2019. You know, for most people, those days are long in the past. And it saddens me that there are still some trying to exploit that for political capital. And that there are some that actually believe it when they make these obscene statements. So I posted the story with the following comment. First, if the baby is healthy, who cares? Only the left remains obsessed with race. It's 2019 and we've come a long way. How black will the baby be? This is the stuff you get from CNN.
Ridiculous.
Now, here's an interesting story. This broke yesterday. A large puddle of tar encroached on the sidewalk, and natural gas appeared to rise from the street of the Miracle Mile in Los Angeles Friday. I'm very familiar with this area, the La Brea Tar Pits.
Mm-hmm.
A, because it's just a cool geological phenomenon. But I work for A&M Records. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this to you, Rosie, and forgive me if I haven't. I used to work for a group called Styx.
Styx! Really?
And when they were in release on a record, A&M Records would fly me out to their lot, which was a compound, really. It was four walls, one security entrance. And it was right next to the La Brea Tar Pits. It was 1614 La Brea Avenue. The tar pits were a little bit further up the street. Sometimes you could smell them because it's tar and it's natural gas.
Pungent.
And in 1997... And I remember these movies because I saw them with Trish. There were two volcano movies that came out. One was with Pierce Brosnan. Oh, God, what was the name of that? Dante's Peak. Good special effects. But like everything else that Hollywood makes, they had to exit reality and have push the envelope as far as believability,
right,
and how they got out of certain jams and stuff like that. But very authentically recreating the eruption. And then Tommy Lee Jones came out with a film called Volcano, and it's all about a volcano that starts erupting out of nowhere in Los Angeles. The signs, there's gas building up and stuff, and a subway car catches on fire. And of course, they need somebody to be the hero.
Everybody remain calm! I am a fire marshal!
Well, gas and tar.
A deadly combination!
We'll see, but...
Well, there's probably enough methane in the city now to cause an explosion.
Well, here's the thing. This is what our crackpot global warming fanatics like AOC don't understand. The planet is very active underneath the crust of the Earth, and a lot of natural phenomenons like Devil's Tower, that used to be the core of a volcano.
Mm-hmm.
Although legend said that a giant bear came and scratched its claws down the side to give it the grooves. Yellowstone itself, the Smithsonian Channel, has been running a Yellowstone series called Yellowstone Live, and I think it resumes tonight, and it's a fascinating place. It's also probably the greatest single threat to our existence, because if it ever blew, completely blew, it could, that would change the climate. Krakatoa in 1883, Krakatoa east of Java, when that one erupted in 1883, England had seven consecutive cold summers because there was so much ash. It doesn't take much volcanic ash. And one good volcanic eruption completely erases all this stuff that they, you know, CO2, which the trees will appreciate, by the way, that they claim are changing the climate. So the glaciers are still there. The North Pole hasn't evaporated. There's still polar bears. And no major city is underwater, as they've been predicting, not just when Al Gore came out with his science fiction, but going back to the 70s when we were hearing about a new ice age. And then, not an ice age. Now, planet's temperature is going to rise and the ice caps are going to melt and it's going to flood New York and Miami. Everything in Miami up to Federal Highway is going to be underwater. And that was in 1986. They came out with that crap. Here's the thing. I think there are people that must, to survive, live in a state of constant fear. They've got to have something that scares them. It's all I can think of. Because over and over and over again, true scientists who have no financial stake in this hoax. A lot of hoaxes going on. The Mueller report, the witch hunt, all of it. Bullcrap. When do we see the indictments? That's what I want for Father's Day. I want to see Jim Comey and some of these other people.
Yes.
Perp walked. It's got to happen soon. We're all tired of waiting. We've known about this for 2 years. This whole thing was a setup. It was bought and paid for by Hillary with the approval of Barack Hussein Obama. They got to pay. They've got to pay for such serious violations of the law. My God, I mean, banana republics have politicians that behave better than the Democrats did in the Obama administration. Why? All about power. We can't win on ideas, so we got to rig the election. We got to rig the election. We got to come up with something that will so outrage the American people, they'll want Donald Trump thrown out as soon as he's sworn in. That's what it was all about. Their insurance policy. Peter Stroganoff and Lisa Page, and Hillary should win $100 million. Who in their right mind would have wanted, I mean, listening to this for, you know, 8 years? And now she's still walking around like a patient that escaped from a hospital with bad gowns. And she wears it everywhere she goes. And is still blaming Russia and misogyny and all the... Oh, my God. Say it before, because we probably at some point will have a woman president. And I sure as hell hope it's a conservative. I've already predicted our next black president will be a conservative. because this, you know, it's their turn nonsense. This isn't a daycare center. This is the United States of America.
That's right.
This is not where, who gets to hand out the Salerno butter cookies today? It doesn't work like that. They're exhausting. They really are. And we have been indoctrinating them for years in our school system, and we're just beginning, we got to put an end to that.
All it produces is worry and fretting children and kids that don't want to, they're going to live for today because they think tomorrow will never come. And all worry does is steals the joy from tomorrow and today.
I saw some numbers today on Gen Z, which is the generation following millennials. They are shocking. Absolutely shocking. They are monsters in the making. Just off the top of my head, I can quote one. There was a study done on Gen Z, and at least one in three said they would not be willing to work. I got to find this. I want to quote this. I'm thinking these people are out of their minds. You may want that. You may demand that. You may insist that you're not going to work unless these demands are met. But guess what? Find a business that will buy into these demands of yours. It's going to be a little challenging. Let me see if I can find this here. I think I'm closing in on it, Rosie. Well, I'm closing in. Let's get an update on the roads at 455.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Sky Watch taking a look at your afternoon traffic, and we still have a big hang-up on I-85 southbound at the Eastern Boulevard. The authorities have put out the truck fire, but there's still a huge jam-up of traffic in that area. The fire is in the median lane, but authorities have opened up the outside lane or two of traffic. It's still going to be crowded for quite a while. If you'd like to, you need to exit at Taylor Road and go around that area. I-85 northbound is moving along okay, except for the rubberneckers around that truck fire. If you're on I-65, we don't have any hang-ups for you. And the boulevard's pretty crowded. Be careful around the intersections. There's lots of traffic out there with you this afternoon. Chilton County peaches are the best, and Todd's Produce grows their own on their own farm. Get yours at Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, here's some of those Generation Z. Again, this is people aged 16 to 25 currently. 35% say they would never tolerate being forced to work when they don't want to.
Good luck.
Who is making you believe this? Who is telling you that that's the right attitude? Because I can guarantee you almost 100% of businesses would, you know, tell you loudly,
screw off.
If that's your attitude, we don't need you. 34% said they would never tolerate not being able to use vacation days when they want to. They wouldn't tolerate it.
Well,
there's this fundamental relationship of the workplace called boss and employee. When you sign the paychecks, when it's your money that's being put up at risk to run a business, then you get to decide when you go on vacation. But you're allowed otherwise to have rules, and there's this other thing called seniority. So somebody who's worked for the company longer than you gets first crack at it.
Right.
I can't believe some of this. 33% would never tolerate an employer who gave them no say over their work schedule. Are you kidding me? So between just those three items alone, I'd say about a third of Generation Z is going to be permanently unemployed.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the